After those short answers, 60 seconds is going to seem like a long time, right? 60 seconds, starting with Dr. Palou, then Mrs. Beeson, then Mrs. Sherman. In education, everyone seems to want something, and certainly there are many needs. How will you balance the needs and wants of parents, students, teachers, administrators, and others?
Thank you. Needs and wants are two different things. And when it comes to education, that are sometimes handcuffed by resources, you really have to find out what are the needs and wants of the students, what are the needs and wants of the parents, needs and wants of the teachers and the administrators. Once you get all of those, then you can align them together with the Alpine School District focus areas. And then you look at the budget, which one we can do right now and which one we can do later. So you have to prioritize based on those things. And you can get this data by having students take home one of the papers that you can ask the parents to list down some of the priorities of the needs and wants, the same with teachers and administrators. That way you know what they are and you categorize them, strategize and prioritize. That's the only way to do it.
I really like this question because I think it's important. And of course, at the very focus of the wheel of education are students. And I know that teachers agree with that, administrators and parents. And I think the hard thing is agreeing on the right vehicle for the success and the student success outcomes that we want for our children. We may disagree on that. But I think that's why it's important to have people on the board that represent you, that listen to the parents. They need to listen, and they need to listen to the teachers. They're the ones that are teaching our children. And of course, the administrators know exactly what's going on in the schools. And we don't need to micromanage them, but we need to make sure that we are aware of issues that are in those schools. And I think when we work together, and remember that we're on the same team, it's all about the students first. And then we can have those healthy disagreements that will hopefully be a healthy vehicle. Just like Afa said, the importance of needs and wants that are directed with our students. And so I think it's important to be on a board and learn how to collaborate effectively.
Over the years of, I don't know if you know, but the PTA ladies like to fight. And over the years that I've been in leadership in the PTA, I have found that most people want to be listened to. And a lot of times if you just listen, like Afa said, you know, you can really learn a lot about people and exactly what their needs and their wants are, and even help them to figure that out. After that, you know, you need to take, I would take it to the board and to the committee, you know, discuss it. I love the way that the district runs things now by taking it to the parents next. They really do listen, and I find that very important as a parent, that when I sit in a school community council meeting, Utah PTA meeting, or district meetings, and especially the district community council, that we are asked questions and they actually take into our account what we have to say, and create a plan, take it back, and make it work for everybody.